كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله.
Dear viewers of Gaira's TV, the one thing that I want to talk about this week, inshallah, with my viewers, is a hot subject. It is very hot. Subhanallah. And I've been receiving a lot of emails, watching some fights over the subject on the internet, whether social media or emails or sometimes just playing YouTube clips. The hot subject of this month is celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I told you it's a hot one. What is the ruling? What is the truth about it? Without any emotions in the issue, without any let's remove the emotions away. Let's clear our minds and our hearts from already established societal norms or habits, traditions, or a hearsay understanding regarding the issue. And I would just want to talk about it in 5 minutes. I want to ask my brothers and sisters in Islam, have you ever heard that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, and the rest of the righteous companions celebrated the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I'm asking you. Listen, if you have evidence, just show it to me. I'll join in. Seriously, I'll join you if you have an evidence. Are you telling me that you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than that generation? Is that what you're telling me? I doubt this. I doubt it. I doubt it, brothers and sisters in Islam. I think what is wrong here is you showing that love, you expressing that love. Or let me put it in a more polite way. The one difference between us and that generation is they learned how to show their love for the Messenger of Allah. They knew that to show the love is to obey the messenger. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Tell them, O Muhammad, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow me. Follow my sunnah. Follow my sunnah. Follow my practice. Allah will love you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will forgive your sins. For this is number one. Number two, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the concept of celebrating birthdays is not an Islamic tradition. It is a tradition that we basically mimicked, copied from the nations before us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us fi hadith fi Musnad Ahmad wa Sunan Abi Dawood, man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum, whosoever seeks to resemble or whoever mimics other people, he is one of them. Add to this, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, celebrating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam birthday, the Prophet's birthday, goes against his wish, his will. Hadith Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu an, wal hadith fil Bukhari, he said to his companions, لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى ابن مريم ولكن قولوا عبد الله ورسوله ولكن قولوا عبد الله ورسوله. Do not praise me, do not elevate me like the Christians did to Isa عليه السلام. Rather say I am the servant of Allah and his messenger. فيعني celebrating the birthday يا إخوة is, subhanallah, is a door that we do not need to entertain. I understand that a lot of you, they say, Sheikh, everyone is doing it. Everyone is doing it. And you know what? There are scholars. Well, scholars, yes, who say, go ahead and do it. Ya ikhwah, I answer you with a verse. Once it comes to everybody is doing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you obey the majority of people in earth, they will misguide you. Okay? What about scholars who say it's okay? I tell them the statement of Imam Malik ibn Anas رحمه الله إمام دار الهجرة. He says, كل يؤخذ منه ويرد إلا رسول الله إلا صاحب هذا القبر. Everyone, every person, that would include me, would include everybody. You could say no to them. You do not have to follow them if they do not have the dalil, the evidence. Thank you. What is the evidence, dear scholar? Show me the evidence, dear scholar. Where it is? Huh? Where it is? There is no evidence for it. You could say no to him. The only one whom you cannot say no to is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam? Because هو لا ينطق عن الهوى. He never speaks out of desire. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. I see the phones are ringing off the hook and I gotta pick up these phones. But I wanna conclude by saying, do you know the history behind the celebration of the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how it emerged in the Ummah? The first 600 years of after Hijrah, no one celebrated the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It actually got introduced to the Muslim world by the Fatimites, people who we know that they don't follow the Sunnah. They follow hearsay. Towards the end of the sixth century after Hijrah and the beginning of the 7th century. And people started practicing it until it became basically an established bid'ah in the ummah. And as a result of this, people think it's a sunnah. Let me take my first caller for tonight. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Sheikh.